أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 62, 63 and 64 of Surah Yunus. We discussed ayat number 62, Ala inna awliya Allah. Remember, listen well, that certainly the friends of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, that there is no khawf, there is no fear upon them, and nor do they grieve or suffer from sorrow. What is this grief and sorrow that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about? That they do not have any fear, they do not have any sorrow. So one interpretation of it is that in this world, they do not have any khawf, any fear of losing anything that is material, anything that is to do with this dunya. They have no sorrow, they have no grief with regards to anything that they had already lost in the past, because their maqsad, their object is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also some ulama have expressed that on the day of qiyamah also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will place a condition in their hearts that they will have no fear for the future of what is going to happen to them, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will place in their hearts that kind of solace, that knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them kindly, and they will have no grief that they spend their life in this world, that they could have had moments in which they were negligent of the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They will have no grief and no sorrow of that also. Then going forward, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very briefly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes these awliya in two terms. Alladhina amanu, those who have brought perfect iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mufassireen have stated, the commentators of the Quran have stated, in alladhina amanu, from an imani point of view, as far as the iman is concerned, it will be deep rooted, it will be strong. They will have all the knowledge that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does, only Allah ta'ala is the doer. They will have all the knowledge and they will have all the iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And because of that, they will fulfill all the ahkam, all the rules and all the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they will not fall short insofar as the fard is concerned, or the wajibat are concerned, or for that matter, the sunnat-e-mu'akkada and the ghair-mu'akkada. Whatever pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will fulfill. And the second quality is, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they have the quality of taqwa, the quality of fear, consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They will stay away from everything that displeases our Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, whether it is something that is haram, something that is makruh, whether it is makruh tahrimi, makruh of a lesser degree, tanzihi, all of that they will stay away from, or they will aspire to stay away from all of that. And such are the awliya of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah ta'ala speaks about Allah's favor upon them. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhira. For them is glad tidings in the dunya, in this material world, and also in the akhira. The glad tidings of this world, Sayyiduna Ubada ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of this ayah, Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya, that for them is glad tidings in the world? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before answering the question to Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Oh Ubadah, nobody ever asked me this question before. But what is this bushra? In this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them good, pious dreams. And thereafter, those dreams will be true. Whatever they see will follow up to be true. So in this dunya, that is the bushra. However, other ulama have also stated, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. That this bushra in this world is the time of their mouth, when they are leaving this world. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send malaika, and those malaika will reinforce, and they will give them the glad tidings of what is to come, that is from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them jannat, Allah will grant them the ni'mats of jannat, and it is because of that, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, they'll have no fear on the day of qiyamah. And then wa fil akhirah, in the hereafter, Allah ta'ala will continue this bushra, that the malaika in the qabr, on the day of hashar, the malaika will continuously give them glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tabdila li kalimatillah, there is none that can change the kalimat, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the promise of Allah ta'ala is, no one can change that. When Allah ta'ala promises Jannah, no one can turn that away. When Allah ta'ala promises forgiveness and Allah ta'ala forgives, there is no one can change that decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. La tabdila li kalimatillah, dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim. And that is indeed the great success. In other words, becoming the wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And just to reiterate, there are three things that we need to do. Total obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, keeping away from the disobedience of Allah, and remaining engaged in the zikr of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.